Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the fourth week of Lent, and from the United States, I am your preacher, Father Scott Steinkirchner, the editor of this podcast, with a preaching I'm calling In God's Hands. Our reading is from the prophet Jeremiah. It was the Lord who made it known to me, and I knew. Then you showed me their evil deeds. But I was like a gentle lamb led to slaughter, and I did not know it was against me that they devised their schemes, saying, "Let us destroy the tree with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will no longer be remembered." But you, O Lord of hosts, who judge righteously, who try the heart and the mind, let me see your retribution upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Thus ends the reading. We can be clear. Jeremiah should have known what was coming, but he didn't know how bad it would get. But in any case, he ends this reading quite interestingly. You, Lord of hosts, do something about it, and let me see. Let me see you take retribution upon them. The interesting piece of that is giving it over to God rather than taking it upon himself to take retribution against his foes. Of course, he couldn't do that without going against his role as prophet. But, you know, you and I, we'd all want to do that. Oh, yeah, you mess with me, I'll mess right back. No, let God make this right. God, you make this right. But then, Jeremiah has to leave it in God's hands. Sit back and watch. And God's going to settle this the way God settles it. He says, let me see retribution. Well, maybe he won't. He doesn't upon them, as far as we know. But it's in God's hands now, and that's where it needs to be left. And Jeremiah needs to sit back and watch and trust and leave it there. So, sometimes we need to leave things in God's hands. It's not for us to fix everything to get vengeance on our enemies. Sometimes we need to say, God, this is your problem, and I leave it in your hands. And we might also say, and this is what you should do, God, but that doesn't mean God's going to do what we tell God to do. God's going to handle it the way God knows best. And in the same way we need to leave things to God, sometimes we need to let other people leave things with us. When we deal with one another, we give things over to someone and say, you need to do this. And if they decide, all right, I will, then they need to do it the way they see best, not the way you want them to do it. And when someone asks you to do something, if you agree, you don't do what they say. You're not off the hook. You have to do what you see best. And they should know that. I remember one time a wise Dominican talking about his ministry and counseling. And he says, you know, you get people that come and tell you, Father, I'm going to tell you something, but you can't tell anyone. And he says, no. If you trust me enough to tell me, you have to trust me enough to do what's right with the information. And I'm not bound by your promise of secrecy. We need to trust one another. We need to trust God. And when we give something over or something is given to us, the person who's doing it has the responsibility to do it right. Us and God. Between those, I think God makes the best decisions.